Mark, when you look back to the first game against these guys, what do you take out of that one as you get ready for the second meeting against this new club in the NHL?
I think, obviously, we didn't play our game. You know, we were off it, but, you know, it's a new day today and new game, and, you know, we got to be ready for it.
What's the key to having success against this club and kind of getting your club to the 2 points at the end of the night that you didn't get against Colorado?
Well, we know they're a good team. You know, they play hard for a full game, and we have to be ready for that grind. You know, for us, it's just a matter of playing our game, you know, not getting away from it, not trying to do too much, and just sticking to our system.
It doesn't seem to have mattered who's played up with you and Blake. This and that your line has had success. When you look, why, kind of as a tandem, do you think you and Blake have worked so well?
You know, Blake's awesome. You know, he's an unbelievable player. You know, he's a good human being. You know, I think that's the biggest thing. You know, for me and him, we talk a lot off the ice. You know, we talk about a lot of things. You know, how to create more, how to be a better line. And you know, he's awesome. He's obviously, you know, one of the most skilled players in this game. And he's fun to play with. And you know, Casey has been awesome for us. You know, he's played amazing. You know, he's really gelled with us. And you can't take anything away from his game because he's been working hard. He's been doing a lot for our line. And you know, he's been awesome.
One of the things that Blake said about Kyle's game is that it's predictable, in a sense. I guess for you as the center iceman, how does that help you?
Oh, it's awesome. I know where he's going to be. You know, he's got great instincts. He knows the areas to go to get the puck. He goes to the scoring areas. He goes to the dirty areas, and I think that's the biggest thing that me and Blake love about him is he knows those spots to go to, and he's consistent over and over. He does the same things over and over, and you know, especially for me, you know, that's something that you definitely appreciate a lot. You know, always knowing where he's going to be, knowing the plays he's going to make, you know, that consistency helps helps with me a lot.
The November that you guys had is, I mean, such a strong one, positioning you guys well. What is it overall that you think has been working so well for this group?
You know, we've been sticking to our game. We haven't been trying to do too much. I think that's the biggest thing. You know, when our group tries to do something every shift, tries to score every shift, you know, sometimes we get ourselves into trouble. And I think the biggest thing for us is, you know, when it's not your shift, you know, play good defense, play the way we know how to, and you know, live for another day. And I think that's the biggest thing with our group that we've done well is you know, kept our game simple. You know, when it's not there, it's not there, and you know, we're not trying to force things. And I think that's something we have to continue to do.
Sorry, just one more about your line. For how much do you put on and the emphasis on setting the tone for the group as a whole?
I think that's just the competitive nature that we have. You know, we want to go out there and we want to be a team that a line that leads. You know, we want to go out there and, you know, if we have to defend, we'll defend. If we want to go score a goal, we want to go score a goal. And we want to be the best line each and every shift. And you know, that's something that we definitely put a big emphasis on. But we don't try to do too much. We keep our game simple. You know, we get the puck behind their net and try to get some possessions and try to grind teams down that way.